currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Erica Sanford at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Erica.
Hi, my name is Erica Sanford, and welcome to Currently Kirkland, coming to you every week with the latest in what's going on in Kirkland. Looks like Kirkland will not be getting a ferry route soon. The King County Ferry District Board voted to limit the district to just two routes, the Vashon Island Ferry and the West Seattle Water Taxi. You won't see a difference in your property taxes next year. The money that would have gone into the ferry district will now be used to preserve bus services. The Kirkland demonstration route has been postponed indefinitely. For more information, go to thekingcountyferries.org. Kirkland's green building program is expanding. You'll be able to get enhanced information on its website, free consultations for proposed sustainable building projects, and you'll also see educational kiosks in City Hall. These services add to the city's existing program that offers priority permit review for green homes and ongoing free seminars. So tap into the City of Kirkland's green building team of professionals to help you in your next project. Go to the City of Kirkland homepage and in the search box, type in green building. Washington State ranks fifth in the nation for motor vehicle theft, and in 2007, over 37,000 cars were stolen. For tips on how you can avoid being an auto theft victim, Kirkland's own Officer Alan O'Neill and the Washington Auto Theft Prevention Authority brings you this important message.
Every 27 seconds in the U.S., another vehicle disappears. Don't be a victim of auto theft. Take your keys.
Lock your car. Almost half of all vehicles stolen were left unlocked.
Never leave your car running unattended.
Don't leave your valuables or mail inside.
Help do your part in ending auto theft in Washington. You hold the key.
For more information, go to the Washington Auto Theft Prevention Authority website below. A month-long food drive on the east side brought in more than 77,000 pounds of food and cash donations of $10,000 to benefit all East King County food banks. The cities of Kirkland, Redmond, Bellevue, Issaquah, Mercer Island, Newcastle, and Sammamish participated in the Month of Concern for the Hungry from September 24th to October 24th. Walmart sponsored this Share What You Can campaign and helped out by donating $5,000. The donations from the community-wide effort benefit local area food banks like HopeLink, Emergency Feeding Program, ARAS Foundation, Issaquah Food Bank, Mercer Island Food Pantry, and Renewal Program. Thanks to your support, many struggling families will not go hungry this holiday season. Merrill Gardens at Kirkland won Project of the Year for Senior Housing Communities by real estate magazine called Multifamily Executive. The award was announced at their executive conference in Las Vegas. Chosen from more than 200 entries, Merrill Garden was recognized and awarded by a panel of industry judges. The senior housing community just opened this past year with about 115 apartments and is located near Lake Washington in downtown Kirkland. For more information, check out Multifamily's November magazine or go to multifamilyexecutive.com. There has been a spike in serious crashes nationwide caused by people sending text messages while driving. A recent study by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration showed that last year, 5,870 people lost their lives and an estimated 515,000 people were injured in police-reported crashes in which at least one form of driver distraction was reported.
Driving while texting is very comparable to driving while you're under the influence. And in fact, it's more dangerous in many cases than driving while you're under the influence of alcohol.
Studies have shown that drivers, especially younger drivers, have admitted to texting while driving. It's illegal to text while driving in our state. Violators will be fined $101, but only if first pulled over for another reason. The Federal Communications Commission has a new website out that will provide links to the dangers of texting while driving and suggest how parents and kids can talk about the issue. Go to the website below. As the holidays approach and we start checking names off of our holiday shopping list, Kirkland businesses hope that you'll remember these numbers, 350. The 350 project launched nationwide aiming to help local businesses. Here's what the numbers mean. They want you to pick three locally owned businesses you'd want to survive and try to shop at them. If half of the employed population spent $50 a month at these businesses, it would generate revenue and keep these businesses alive. For every $100 you spent locally, about $68 returns to the community through taxes, payroll, and other expenditures. At a national chain, approximately $43 comes back. If you shop online, nothing. So if you pick three and spend 50, you can help your local economy and save your favorite store. For more information, go to the website below. The Lake Washington School District Quest Program for highly capable students in grades 1 through 6 is accepting applications for the 2010-2011 school year. Students must go through the district's application and assessment process in order to be considered for the Quest program. Applications are due by 4 p.m. on Monday, November 30th. For more information, please go to the website below. Kirkland residents came out to celebrate Arbor Day at Cotton Hill Park. We join the Green Kirkland Partnership as they plant over 400 trees and plants. Remember, you can access any of our programs on the web. Just visit the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have a news tip, suggestion, or any comments, please send them to kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next week.